All right, welcome back. 1 o'clock hour. Connor Haber Show on 1620 The Zone and 1620thezone.com. Some movement on Aaron Rodgers today, kind of. He's getting the Green Bay band back together. Many have commented on Aaron Rodgers moving some things around and saying, well, the Jets already have better players at each of those positions that Aaron Rodgers is bringing in.
Okay, so that's what I was wondering. It's like those teams in Green Bay weren't good enough to win anything of significance. Why? I mean, yeah, everybody wants to play with their friends.
Because I guess what you have to do is you have to sell your soul for a nearly 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers, I guess. See, you see what I'm saying? I just don't feel like, I don't know.
You don't think the juice is worth the squeeze?
I kind of don't anymore.
I'd be willing to walk down that line with you. I mean,
I think he's really close
to washed.
Is he really one of the guys who can take you from what you are to the next step if you just insert him? Like, and you're already going in for a lot of those teams. You're already going in with the knowledge of you have like a really good core, and maybe you were a playoff team last year, and then the quarterback really puts you over to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets were on the opposite side of, but like the Jets were okay. The Jets were, you know, a borderline playoff team last year. They got eliminated on the final day of the regular season, but I never watched them and was like, oh yeah, they're a quarterback away. I know their quarterback play was horrible, but I never watched them and thought, yes, they're a quarterback away from being really, really good. And then on the other side, you ask, okay, is Aaron Rodgers that guy still? He might not kill you, but is he Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen?
People forget the New York...
No, he's not, by the way. He's not.
The New York Jets finished last in their division this year.
That's right. What, 8-9?
7-10.
Oh, so they weren't eliminated on the last day. They were eliminated the week before that, then.
Probably. New England finished 8-9, squeaked in ahead of them in that AFC East.
I felt like they went 8-9. Maybe they were. I didn't remember that right. So I just don't know if it's worth it. But
people also forget the AFC, a tougher conference than the NFC.
Yeah. Texture says the falling would be hilarious if the Jets signed all these guys that still couldn't get Rodgers. It would be.
It would be very on brand for the New York Jets, yes.
But hear me out, though. I actually think it would be funnier if they signed all those guys, did get Aaron Rodgers, and then still sucked next year. That, I think, would be the best possible scenario for all of us. Because we get to, you know.
He would melt down in that market.
I have to reevaluate some things. Because, I mean, Aaron Rodgers has been around for a long time now. And I think it's fueled by disdain for the Packers. Like, but they're a Midwestern team, and they have a lot of fans around here, and they're sort of in your face about it and that whole thing. Maybe if Aaron Rodgers is gone, maybe I'll realize that I just disliked Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I watch Brett Favre too with the Packers, but
he went to the Jets after the Packers, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard this yet. Then what did he do after that?
There was some unpleasantness, and then he went to the Vikings. So watch your back.
Oh,
watch your back, Kirk Cousins.
Has anybody said this, Josh? Maybe Aaron Rodgers will go to the Jets and then he'll go to the Vikings the year after that.
Yeah. It's possible.
Wow.
People are saying.
We're really thinking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Quickly, let's check in with McNeese State basketball.
Finally. Gosh, been waiting to get to that.
So McNeese State did a thing a couple days ago, or I guess yesterday. And they decided they were going to hire former LSU coach Will Wade. Remember former LSU coach Will Wade, Josh? Got a little bit of trouble.
I do remember this, yes.
And LSU was mentioned in some FBI reports, some probes into college basketball.
Now, this is a hot take by me. You don't want your name associated with the FBI.
Will Wade was hired on Sunday at McNeese State. He has now been suspended. Now, I think it was just in the contract that he had to be suspended for like his first 5 days at the job. But according to some people down in that area, McNeese is suspended, and Matthew Travis is the person on Twitter who has this. Breaking: McNeese has suspended new head coach Will Wade for the first five games of the 2023-2024 season. So Will Wade will miss the first five games. I assume that was part of his clause to take that contract there, show cause, whatever. But still pretty funny to look at.
People forget Scott Frost failed to serve a five-day suspension.
He would have to serve that if he were to be a coach somewhere else, right?
I don't know. I would assume so.
I would think so, too. But who knows? I don't know. He might get the itch at some point. Do you think Scott Frost will coach somewhere at some point? Definitely not this year.
I actually don't.
He's like, definitely taking the gap year this year.
Maybe he pops up at a local high school, but I don't.
Like when his kids get older?
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me if he said, I don't need this or even want this anymore.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Like the experience soured him that badly.
Just chill out. Just be a rich guy.
Yeah.
It's all right. One more check on the verbal commits transfer list, and I just sort of bounce all over the place. Where were we at the beginning of the show? 350, 340 something?
I think it was 364 last time we checked it.
We're at 373 now.
Okay.
So we've had a few more entrants into the transfer portal.
Not a terribly large jump, but a jump.
But, I mean, still.
That's a lot of people to begin with, yes.
Still nine guys in the matter of an hour or two, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in the portal.
Just trying to find the situation that's right for me.
Of course. Well, you have to. Like I said, that was the other thing that was funny about doing this. The paper research, looking at all these players. And just the amount of experience that they have with COVID years and then going to the NCAA tournament at other places. You're like, oh, this guy was on this team. Like I said, there was a couple guys from that Ohio team who Creighton beat to go to the Sweet 16. There's still a guy or two on the UCSB team that Creighton beat in the year that they went to the Sweet 16. It just doesn't feel, we just turn things over so fast in college basketball, and then you think, oh, well, this guy's been there for 5 years or has been at three different schools and started off in, the Summit League. It's weird to sort of think about. So let's... one more thing here. Nebraska baseball is hosting UNO tonight.
Hey.
It looks like a lovely day outside. It's 38.
Yeah, it's supposed to get up to the mid-40s today.
It's sunny. It doesn't look particularly windy. But it's sort of hard to tell, I guess, from where I'm sitting. Maybe a little breeze out there.
Okay.
And I forgot to mention this yesterday. It was one of the things that I had on the list to talk about. When I saw Nebraska baseball on Friday for the first time live this year, I like what I saw. So we can get into this for a few minutes. I mean, they're 9-4-1 now. They've ripped off a few wins in a row. I know it's against inferior competition, Illinois State, South Alabama, but they do have a loss mixed in there against Ole Miss, but they have a win mixed in there against Vanderbilt, and they crushed Hawaii in there as well. Like I said, it's not the strongest of competition, but I do like what I like the sort of makeup of the group. If they could stay hot offensively, obviously it's going to take them a long way. And a lot of what they do is going to depend on sort of the pitching staff. So if you continue to get good stuff from Emmett Olson and Jake Kaminska, Fridays and Saturdays, I don't think they're exactly sure yet what they're going to do on Sundays. Keep it up with the bullpens. In college baseball, if you could have your starting rotation, your starting guys, sort of locked away, and you know what you're going to get from them, your Friday, Saturday, Sunday guys, your weekend guys, and then have three, four guys out of the bullpen that you could use on any given weekend, I think you feel pretty good about that. Now, there comes the midweek thing, too. I think Garza's going to go tonight for Nebraska against UNO. But I don't know. I think as the weather gets warmer and people start to get a little bit more interested in baseball and the NCAA tournament wraps up, you may drift over to Nebraska baseball and you may find it's kind of an enjoyable watch. So if you gave up after the first weekend and the you know, the four game sort of mess that happened in San Diego, watch out. You might want to come back. That would be my advice.
How have they done with runners in scoring position?
They're mostly, I mean, Max Anderson and Bryce Matthews are sort of just hitting the ball out of the yard now.
Okay.
I would assume a little bit better over their last few games. Once again, maybe it has a little bit to do with inferior competition.
Sure, but, I mean, you get ready, you build yourself a little confidence.
They're stealing bases, they're playing defense, taking extra stuff. I think Cole Evans was named the Big Ten Player of the Week this week, or one of the Big Ten Players of the Week, however many they do of those. Because I guess that's the world that we live in now. Sorry, old man.
Look at you.
I'm kind of fired up.
Okay.
I'm kind of fired up for that group and what they could do this year. It's the pitching part that you're curious about.
It's not runners in scoring position, not a readily available stat on their website.
It's college baseball.
Yeah.
It's hard. Hockey Dad tweets in, I notably am not outside.
Okay.
Hockey Dad tweets in, it's very windy right now.
Oh.
Turns out, Josh, you can't see wind.
Hmm.
I look at the trees and that's
just look at the flags, Connor.
We got no flags in front of me. I'm looking at the trees and I don't see much, but I'm gonna believe Hockey Dad more than my eyes in this case.
Oh, sure.
Because I can't see exactly what's going on. All right, so got some miserable days of baseball ahead of us, whether it's over the next couple days with rain and then the cold this weekend. Still basketball season.
I'm over this cold. We're like 10 degrees below the average temperature for today.
We're not going to get above like 30 this weekend.
Yeah, I don't like this. I'm officially at the point where
we're done.
I'm sick of it.
You know what was great though last night?
I'm gonna start whining about it. What's that?
When it was light until 7:30.
Yeah, that was great. That was amazing.
Sweet. I felt like I had a whole new day.
Have you ever done afternoon drive?
I have.
Radio?
I have.
That first show after daylight saving time, and you walk outside to your car and it's still light.
Mm.
If you've never experienced it, I can't express how amazing a feeling it is.
I do not disagree with you at all.
Yeah.
You almost want to just instinctively like roll your windows down, but it's not actually that warm usually in the middle of March.
The sun.
We love the sun.
We do.
Team sun. All right, we'll be back with more. Still plenty to get to on a Tuesday in the Connor Hepper Show on 1620 The Zone.